Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. We have all, me and Ella have been affected by strikes today, so forgive us if we are not in the mood to fight anybody. But welcome back. I will be your host today at Anita Abayomi on all platforms, and we're here with
Shy at Shy Carter,
Tima at Teams_GH on X,
Ella at LFCLs.
Right, not a lot has happened this week, but we're gonna make lemonade from the small lemons that we have. Obviously, Arsenal got their win, Liverpool got their win, three-point collectors this weekend. Where does three-point collectors come from? Lauren. Is it not Myra, isn't it?
No, Lauren, isn't it?
Isn't it like Myra, Cams and Fuad?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know, but three-point collectors this weekend. We were the three-point collectors last weekend. So, you know, happy faces in the room. Anyway, let's move it forward.
Odolo.
What? What's Odolo?
Idiot.
Olodo. Is this Odolo?
Wait. Okay.
Titles
and everything.
Odolo.
How'd you say it?
Olodo.
Olodo. That. So you, Tima.
Okay, so Arsenal won this weekend. They beat Crystal Palace 5-0. They've come back from Dubai and they look like they are in good spirit. Shy, what was your takeaway from that game?
It wasn't a 5-0 game. We're still shit. Ooh. And... You know, I just feel like it was a poor Crystal Palace side. The first half was bad. When you look at it, we scored from two set pieces again. And we're not really getting much going in open play. I feel like Palace, they're a shocking team. Eze was their only bright spark. Maybe if they had Elise, do they cause Arsenal more problems? Because still with just Eze, they still managed to get up the pitch. And we're finished. I personally...
You're so dramatic.
No, I'm not dramatic. I'm tired.
Of what?
The shocking football that Arteta decided to play. Like, Arteta has turned my club into a glorified Stoke City with a few nice pieces of open play here and there. But when you look at it and when Arsenal fans are delusional enough to think that we're going for a league title, playing this football, we're not going to get it. It's shocking. Like, it wasn't a 5-0 game. Martinelli came on in the end, two good finishes. Trossard, a good finish. But I just need to see more. I wasn't impressed.
So you're talking about... So you said the first half, no goals from open play, but then you just described three goals from open play.
Yeah, but it was when the team was already down and out. When teams come and they give us a fight, we can't break them down. That was our first goal in, two games of football prior to the break. And it's like, in the first half, I was like, we went to Dubai for a week and a half to do what? Soak up sun. Because it doesn't look like we've done anything on the training ground. Dubai also, Another thing I want to address, yeah. Uncomfortable conversations that no one in my fan base wants to have. Declan Rice is a hindrance to our build-up. The reason why we scored 3 goals after the fact, if you see when Jorginho comes on the pitch and you actually have a 6 who can play a diagonal ball, see, we're just talking about midfielders who can pass, yeah? Declan Rice, if you watch him, like, the next Arsenal game, who do we have next? Liverpool? No, we have a game before that, then Liverpool. Watch Declan Rice and count how much times the ball goes sideways and backwards and sideways backwards. And then
he's got
the difference.
Tight hammy.
Does he have a tight hammy all season?
But I don't even think it's that. I just feel like different midfielders have different roles in their team. And Declan Rice's role isn't to play them diagonal passes.
Well, it is because we paid £150 million for him. And he took over.
Bring out something that's not in his.
Yeah, but he took over from. He took over from Thomas Partey. And if it was Partey's role to learn how to play those diagonals and play on the half term to aid Arsenal's build up, and now you've taken that role as the lone 6 and you can no longer do those things and they hinder our build up, I'm going to criticise you for it, because the same way Arsenal fans will have smoke for Kai Havertz for not doing what Xhaka can do, or for Jesus for not scoring, or Saka and Martinelli for underperforming, yeah, he gets stuck in. Yes, he has been fantastic on the defensive side of stuff for Arsenal, but I'm watching him and he's a bit slow. Like, you can't tell me. Sorry. You're running with the ball into no man's land time and time again. Where did you get your football education from?
Was this just from the Crystal Palace match?
No, it's been a repeat pattern.
But damn.
A few episodes ago, if I may, you said that you was really, really impressed with him and he's proved you wrong. Those are your words.
Because I thought he was going to be shit.
And you also said that he was, at that point, midfield of the season. So how have we got from there to here? I don't understand.
Odegaard was hiding his deficiencies. Anyways.
Sorry? Okay, what would your ideal midfield 3 be then? For Arsenal?
Rice would still be in there.
Okay.
But I think right now he needs a 2 to thrive. I don't think... Now he's adapting to the 6 as well as I thought he was a couple of weeks ago. Yes, the whole team has struggled and he has been one of our better players this season. I'm not taking that away from him. But when we need more, if we can put the onus on the likes of Partey and Odegaard when it was their turn, then unfortunately Declan Rice has to face the same scrutiny. He's not going to get away with it in the name of tackles.
But you said he was...
And I changed my mind. It's not allowed.
No. No, it's not.
In a court of tea, man. Nah.
Nope.
What happened to new information, new opinions?
No.
Well, then that's unfortunate for you. I've changed my mind. There's nothing you can do about it.
To be honest, it doesn't seem like you fully changed. It just seems like you're having these frustrations because the team around Declan Rice right now is not performing, and it's a problem, because if he was doing this from the jump, maybe Arsenal wouldn't be in this situation.
But
I don't know.
I feel like the games that I've watched him alongside Jorginho, I don't even rate Jorginho. I don't even know why he's at my club. But the fact that I can appreciate what he brings to the team on the ball, it highlights how we look, when it's Declan Rice that's in the 6. If you look at it right, this season, Odegaard has played a lot deeper than what he is last season. But Arsenal's best games has come when Odegaard's closer to goal. Yeah. And why is he closer to goal? Because Jorginho's in the team and we have someone who can connect the lines from defence to midfield to attack. Every time Jorginho isn't there, even though it should have been Thomas Partey, but he's a hospital patient and some other things that I won't disclose. It's now on Odegaard to get the ball from defence, keep it in midfield, and then feed the attack. Our best games this season, especially in our Champions League group stages, Jorginho's played some, and Odegaard's allowed to be in and around that final third where he's the most effective. I feel like when it's just him and Rice, and obviously Kai Havertz as well, that takes away from Odegaard's game. That's it.
No, I hear that.
Anyone disagree? Team?
I don't care about Arsenal. I always... the few Arsenal games that I have watched, I've always maintained that you don't look as good as you did last season. And is there something disjointed about that midfield? And I think as good as Declan Rice is, I don't personally think he's been the signing of the season.
No.
Even though there's shouts for him to be the signing of the season. For me, it's a no.
Some people are saying better than Cole Palmer just the other day. But I...
Oh, brother.
Can't even
there's something about him in that Arsenal midfield that's not quite clicking. And I think you're right in terms of his forward play and his forward passing. But however, I think he would actually be better slightly further forward. So he should be playing an eight.
I don't think he's eight, though. Because Rice, what eight decides... Do you know what it is with Rice? If you watch him, he will... His ball carrying is extremely good. What's not good is the decision that he makes when to... If he carried the ball, and when you see your attackers in space, you let the ball go, I would have no problems. He runs to no man's land, then there's three players around him, then he turns around and he passes the ball backwards. The difference between him and Partey is, if Partey gets that ball, straight away, you're spreading the play. That's how Arsenal were good last season. It was Martinelli and Saka or Jesus in space, and that ball was coming to them first time. Those 2 or 3 seconds that you take, especially against top opposition, allows the opposition to come back.
But do you not think that's just an Arteta problem then? Because maybe that's how Arteta wants to play. Because if you bring in a player that you know is not doing what Partey does, and he's never done what Partey does, isn't maybe this is what Arteta wants to do? Maybe it's not a Declan Rice problem. It's how Arteta wants to play his football.
Arteta's problem is that his key players for his system to succeed are injury-prone players in both Partey, Tomiyasu and Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the fact that we went into the season again relying on players that you know play like school children, or they work like school children because they need a break every 6 to 8 weeks. They're God just not going to be there. I think that's a bit naive from a manager in his fourth season. And I also think Thomas Partey was more experienced than Declan Rice when we bought him, but he also took 18 months to learn how to play in the sixth role.
Yeah.
And it's just something that Rice has to learn. But unfortunately for Arteta, given the way last season ended, I don't think Arsenal fans this time around have the patience to see us have another trophyless season.
Can I ask what you suggesting?
What do you mean? What my suggestion? I've never been Arteta in. Get him out.
Ooh.
Huh? What do you mean, Anil?
Ishaa has never been Arteta.
Yeah, I know. But get him out is a bit harsh.
No, it's not.
Do you not think he's on the cusp or something? No. I mean, I don't personally.
Liverpool are 5 points clear. Yeah, they beat us at the Emirates in 2 weeks' time. That would give them 8 points clear. That's 3 games.
Yeah, you can make that up.
It's not about making it up. It's about Liverpool dropping points.
Liverpool going to drop points.
And City.
They play Chelsea in a couple of days. Not saying they'll drop points there. I'm just saying there's opportunities for them to drop points.
And if Arsenal were a serious club who actually wanted to get a title or push Liverpool and City further than what we're currently doing... We haven't been active in the window, and it doesn't look like we're going to be active in the window.
Yeah, you guys
have no one really has been active in the window.
Issues with Arsenal.
Yeah, there is.
Again, Arteta's fault.
What? Everything is Arteta's fault.
No, do you know why? Yeah, because he's in his fourth season, and apart from who's left, Cedric, who I think was a board.
I was even thinking like me.
Who I think was a board signing thing.
Yeah.
This is Arteta's squad. Everyone who is now at Arsenal, he has either made suggestions to the board to sign or has re-signed. So he no longer has the excuse of, this plays from Wenger, this plays from Emery. None of that. This is your squad.
Yeah.
So it's either you win with the squad that you assembled or you get the fuck out.
I think it's too early to call if Arsenal will or will not win the Premier League right now.
We're not winning it.
It's going to be harder. It's going to be harder.
It's going to be difficult, for sure.
I said from the very beginning they weren't winning it.
Okay.
She's agreeing with you.
No, she doesn't get to agree with me. She's a Chelsea fan. She's doing it out of pleasure.
Definitely out of a lot of pleasure. But I think for me, much like the stuff that you just said, the goal scoring aspect... I knew you wouldn't have the firepower to win the Premier League, and it's coming to fruition.
Do you know
fruition.
What's crazy? Ivan Toney is one goal away from Gabriel Jesus' tally this season.
Yes.
Tony hasn't played football yet.
What? No. No, that's not true.
Jesus needs to fight.
I think it's true.
He has two goals. This in- Eddie Nketiah has more goals than
Gabriel Jesus. Has had some injury issues. So.
I don't care.
So who's he calling when he does his little celebration?
When's the last time
God.
You've seen him do it?
God.
The phone has been plugged out.
Someone said, someone no said connection. Landline.
Kai Havertz has more goals than Jesus wow. for Arsenal yes. this season. That's embarrassing.
It's not, oh, come on, it's not embarrassing. Kai Havertz can score. Alright, sorry. I'll always back Kai Havertz. I'm sorry. I'm
Doesn't sure. Jackson have more goals than Jesus?
Okay, yeah, but Jackson has more goals than a lot of people and he's still shit.
No. I just think, if Arsenal were serious, has the same way you could go last season or two seasons ago to follow Stan Kroenke to his, what do you call this, ice hockey team, go find him wherever he is in America and get on your knees and beg. Because we need
not
a striker.
On his knees, pause.
No,
pause.
On his knees. And beg.
Pause.
He needs to beg. If we don't get more reinforcements in this window, it becomes a top four battle. And it becomes a top four battle with Aston Villa and Tottenham Hotspur, who are, Tottenham are what, 6 months into their new manager?
Yeah.
And Emery's what, coming up to 18 months?
Yeah.
Compared to 4 years? Embarrassing.
Can I ask you a question then?
Sure.
Because it's the same question. The same kind of questions I ask Chelsea fans who want Poch out. Who are you replacing him with?
That's not my job.
Jose Mourinho.
God forbid.
Mm.
Jose he would never go down.
Yes, he would.
Jose he wants to win.
The last time he was on his knees Jose asking for the Arsenal job, trying to do tactical. He tried to do, oh, I would play Abba here. I'll play Pepe here. I'll play Laka here. And
as in
how
when
Arsenal
he was a pundit.
Yeah, beg.
But he was just being a pundit.
Yeah, sure. He was auditioning for the Arsenal job under yeah. silence.
All I'm saying is, if you had him last season in that same position, 10 points clear, you'd have won the league.
I don't doubt that. I can give Mourinho his respect. Arteta's a dickhead.
If you are just tuning in, you wouldn't believe that Arsenal just beat Crystal Palace 5-0. No. You wouldn't believe
not
it
impressed.
Because all you've done. Is not giving him praise
one
for
win
the
in
five
seven,
goals.
Two wins in eight. Wow.
Yeah. But it's so weird.
Arteta out is crazy.
It's crazy.
No, it's not. If because if he was season, at your club, both not. Of you would want him out.
Okay, but let's pause here, yeah. Let's look at Ella. Jurgen Klopp has had episodes where he's gone a couple of games without wins.
Not many.
There was a drought last season. The
season he finished third, though, we had like ridiculous injuries, and he still finished third.
They've got some ridiculous injuries as well.
No, we not compared to Liverpool.
No, we had no centre backs.
Oh, I remember that whole whole debacle.
Well, Alisson won you the top four place.
Yes,
exactly.
And Reece Williams.
The bicycle kick. I remember that.
It's not it wasn't a bad. It was Hedda.
Yeah.
Was it a bicycle?
Yeah, he's been called back from Celtic.
Who?
Nat Phillips.
Can I say William?
Williams.
Why are mixing their players together?
Reece Williams and Nat Phillips.
I'm tired.
Yeah, sorry. Nat Phillips is crazy. He's like 26. Like, go and get a career.
We stopped him from going to Benfica. He ruined that boy's career. We really are. I feel for him.
If you're in Arsenal's position, Ella, would you want Jurgen Klopp out?
No, but the thing is, Jurgen Klopp's got too much.
No, but based
too much
on,
credit in the bank.
Based on what, let's say you were, Klopp has the same story as Arteta, and he doesn't have those Champions Leagues and those Premier League runs. Would you not want him out by now? Given the amount of money he's almost at 800 million
yeah,
spent.
It's, yeah, I understand. Crazy. I said, if Arsenal don't win a big trophy, a Premier League, a Champions League, then I think they should consider their options. This because
consider your options.
Consider their own in the nicest way.
Win it.
Win it, remember?
Bro, we ain't winning.
Because,
shit,
as I said, Man City are going to get stronger, Liverpool are going to get stronger, and it becomes more
Even
difficult.
Today, sorry to skip, but the fact that Liverpool won without two of their most important players, the difference between us and them is that Arsenal fans would have been like, oh my God, let's say it was Saka and Saliba, right? Two of our most important players. If we didn't have them and we went to Bournemouth and we drew or lost, they'll be like, yeah, but we had no Saka and we had no Saliba, so we just have to, no. Tired.
And that concludes Arsenal winning, beating Crystal Palace 5-0.
Congrats.
We concluded with Arteta needs to go.
That's mad.
That's brazy for me.
So brazy.
That is so crazy. I feel like when
you coach seven games undefeated, why do you want him out?
Come on, man.
All right, then.
You want Poch out?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Middlesbrough game broke me, man.
The Middlesbrough game broke.
He had 14 injuries. They are mid-championship club.
Oh, I did that.
I was broken. Anita, please.
Let's move on. Speaking of it, we touched on it just slightly, ever so slightly, but Jose Mourinho is out of a job again. Now, it's nothing to laugh about. Why are you laughing? What's funny?
Some people's goat, you know.
But it's not like he got fired because he was doing badly. They parted ways because they didn't want to renew his contract. They believed that Jose had taken Roma as far as he could take them. Allegedly.
Would you take him back at Chelsea?
Yeah,
100%. No, you gotta let him go.
Not me.
Would you?
No.
He will
not me.
Wait, no. Why would you?
With your
why
squad,
would
no.
I will take Jose back. This is basically just on vibes. Realistically, it's sentimental.
Has to be.
Okay,
realistically, he can't come back into this team. They are way too young. He will break them. He will break these players. Given 6 months, the dressing room will turn. I don't even think some of these players will turn up to training. No.
But Jose could be the one manager that could turn Jackson into a killer.
Hey.
His striker record is fantastic.
Is he Harry Potter?
Don't you guys call him the special one?
Next question. So, Jose Mourinho has left Roma.
He's special, but he cannot be that level of special.
I feel like that's working some miracles in that respect. No disrespect to Nicholas Jackson, but we can't help him. Okay? Mm. We can't help him. But Jose Mourinho, third season. Is it the first season that he always gets sacked, no?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the third season at Roma. He's been sacked. Roma, they just believe that he had taken him as far as he can. Do you guys think that Jose Mourinho can come back to this Premier League and still have the same effect or same impact as he used to have once before?
No.
Do you guys think he's just done?
Yes.
Career-wise?
I don't think
he's done. In the Premier League?
I think he could go to... I think I'd be...
I think that's a fiver in a sin bin. Someone's phone was ringing.
Sorry.
I think he could do something at Newcastle.
I personally think, and I think Jose is refusing to adapt to the modern day game. I think he's got to that stage of his career where his own arrogance is costing him. I think that's what it, that's
but he's,
what it
he
is.
He said he's gone on record to say that he has adapted.
I don't see it. I don't see it on the pitch. But so
he's won he won trophies at Roma.
And the thing is, it's not like
winning trophies
Roma
at Roma
fans are happy
and going back
Jose.
To a top. Yeah, but I think if it was Mourinho when he came for his second stint at Chelsea, then yeah. But I think now I don't see a top club coming. Like right now, he's available. I don't see a top club, as in not Tottenham's, but like Chelsea's.
I don't even think Tottenham will go. Oh yeah, he went to
Chelsea.
Tottenham.
Do you see like a Chelsea, United, a Juve, Atletico Madrid? Be like, okay. Maybe wrong examples because they have really good managers apart from Chelsea. Do you see those clubs coming off mute and be like, Jose's available, let's go pay him? What is his salary? Like 18 million a year, and he will take my club back to where it belongs.
Mm. It depends on the team. It purely depends on the team.
I feel like you can't put Chelsea in there because of nostalgia reasons.
Mm.
Okay, so let's do this. I know Jose probably doesn't watch this yet.
You never know.
But if he's really,
hey, uncle.
If he's really still up there, daddy. And you guys say he needs a team with money,
sorry.
And in the modern day he wants to prove how special he is, there's a job there for him.
Sorry, what was your question?
No, I'm saying. I'm saying there's a job there for Jose, I think.
Yeah.
At a semi-top club.
Or maybe
where
an international
he will have
level.
Unlimited funds. Mm.
Yeah.
Go and win PSG their first Champions League title.
He can't do that.
He won't do that.
Why
can't he do that? I feel like with PSG, firstly, who runs that club, firstly?
But he's going.
If Mbappe...
Is he definitely?
He didn't resign.
Until someone has crossed the T's or in the I's, that Mbappe saga, I'm not... Take it as it is right now. Mbappe being there.
Mm-hmm.
Mbappe and Jose cannot be in the same club. I'm gonna tell you that for free.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Jose will humble him.
No, he won't. No, he will not.
Jose will get humbled.
No.
Mbappe will say, you're my employee.
Exactly. Mbappe is, he's too big.
I'm so sorry. Jose is not going to PSG and humbling nobody. It's not happening, okay? Let's just nip that in the bud. Let's close that.
So you can't go to PSG? Away.
You can't go to PSG. No.
Then I don't
As
see,
it stands right now.
I don't see a club in domestic football that needs Jose Mourinho.
Do you know what
international
would be,
football.
Do you know what would be a crazy turn of events?
You guys are
talking about Ghana.
No, no. It's do you know what? About, it's not even about taking him. How are you going to pay him?
Don't worry about that one.
Are you gonna pay him? Are you paying your players?
He just needs one dirty December. It will be fine.
Hey, bring Jose to dirty December. I'm crying. All right, cool. So what about internationally? In fact, not even internationally. Let's say turn of events, random. Man United sack Erik ten Hag.
No,
no,
Anita, no, he's done that. He's done that.
Do you know what he should go?
Do you know what?
If he goes to Portugal, he can take Ronaldo. Ronaldo will have to retire because he's gonna try and play until he's trying to be 45 and sneak a World Cup. But if Jose takes that Portugal job, Ronaldo, he's not playing him.
You don't know
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, if Jose Mourinho was in the Trafford area, they'll start blazing out Tony Braxton. He wasn't man enough for me.
There's no way he's going back to Old Trafford.
No,
even the way he disrespected them.
Yeah.
You never know.
That was my greatest accomplishment.
That press conference.
You never know.
Respect.
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 No.
I that press conference was like, this is my greatest accomplishment. No. Oh my god!
Or when he talks about football heritage.
Yeah, football heritage.
It's too much. It's too much.
Heritage
I mean, he was right,
sweet.
But let's be real.
God almighty. Well, I would take Jose Mourinho internationally at Nigeria. So
how are you paying him?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it will happen.
You haven't even paid your manager.
We haven't paid the players. I'm just saying, I'll still take him internationally, innit?
Me too. I'll take him for Jamaica then.
Nah, he's coming to Ghana, man. Just give him one piece of kente. He'll be fine, man.
I'd like to see Jose Mourinho in Anabada. Daddy. Sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry. Apologies. I find him so sexy. But we're going to move on.
Huh?
Jose Mourinho is sexy as hell. What are you talking about?
Of today or of 2020?
Jose Mourinho is sexy.
I mean, I have problems.
What?
Football heritage.
Did you not see? And do you know what really did it for me? When he was like this. When you saw him in the Stormzy video, you guys weren't tingling.
No.
Nothing tingling.
Oh, crazy, man. Anyway, moving on.
That video is buzz.
Nah, Stormzy, I love you, man. I'm not a part of this. I'm not a part of this. We love Stormzy.
Sorry. I forgot where I am.
What the fuck are you doing?
Like, shy. He actually... That's a charge. I'm sorry.
That is a charge.
That is a charge.
What did I do?
Maybe even two charges.
Be honest. Do you find Pogba attractive?
So, moving on.
Moving on.
Liverpool played Bournemouth in a game that Timo called boring.
Yeah.
Liverpool won 4-0. I think Darwin Nunez got a couple of goals. Diogo Jota got a couple of goals. However, a 4-0 win was it at Anfield or was it away at Bournemouth? Away to Bournemouth was too boring for Timo to continue to watch. Boring. But Ella, what was your take from that game?
First half.
You fell asleep.
Yeah. It was a hard watch. It was a very hard watch. First half.
I
feel like the only player that played all right was McAllister. But second half, we were really good. Got the job done. Gakpo came on. Made a difference. Jota.
Why doesn't Gakpo start for you guys?
Klopp's drunk.
No, it's just too many options. Too many options.
What position do you prefer him in, though?
Nine. Gakpo, nine.
Not in the midfield?
No.
Or is he playing left?
Yeah, he plays left. That's his original position, but I like him in the nine. I like how he links up play. I think he does that better than anyone else. But Nunez and his ability to create chaos behind the lines is kind of what edges him in front of Gakpo. And obviously Jota with the goals and Diaz. I always think there's a case of Diaz. I feel like Gakpo can get in the front three, but Klopp loves Diaz, so no matter what he does,
sympathy,
he'll play. He'll play. But yeah, to be honest, at this point, as I said like 2 weeks ago, we just take the results because we don't have Mo, we don't have Trent, we don't have Szoboszlai, we don't have Endo.
It looks like Mohamed Salah might be actually
Salah. Let's address that. Well, actually,
we'll address that after. We'll just
he's gonna play against you. You're gonna play?
No, he won't play. Watch. He won't. He won't.
I'm no longer injured.
Okay, let's address it. What's happening?
He's a fraud. So he's come back to He's come back to Liverpool to get rehab.
She ain't wrong though.
And if he's fit, he'll go back.
Simple. I promise you, yeah. It's either maybe the game against Chelsea is too soon. If Egypt get knocked out, they don't manage to make it out of the group,
which they likely won't.
Right. He will miss the game against Chelsea, maybe, to save face. But he will start at the Emirates. All of a sudden, that hamstring injury will be miraculously cured. Just like, you know, they said Alisson hamstring injury. 2 weeks later, Alisson's back on the pitch.
Yeah, but they said a minor hamstring injury. So we always expected him.
He was supposed
to
be out for 5 weeks.
No, he wasn't. No. He was only meant to be out for 2 weeks.
It's that asthmatic in him, man.
Allow it.
Just really allow the asthma.
Hamstring. I know that reminds me.
Allow it.
How many of your players are asthmatic?
Honestly.
I still need answers. How many are there?
I don't know. I don't have their medical records.
Has it gone down since Jordan Henderson's left, or is it just the kind of thing?
We're not even talking about him, please. We're not
When is the last AFCON game? Next week? No, midweek, right?
No, because Ghana play tomorrow, don't they?
And that's your last game?
Monday. Yeah.
So the group stage will be over by Wednesday. And you guys are supposed to
try it. Try say something. Yeah.
You guys are supposed to play Liverpool next week. The weekend coming.
The weekend not. No. We're playing the weekend Liverpool coming is Wednesday. 31st, is like FA Cup. So the following week is
we are playing Liverpool
midweek.
On Wednesday. No.
Wednesday. A week on Wednesday.
He will play.
He will not play. He will not play.
Shani's like a witch doctor. He will play.
He will play. All of a sudden he'll be killed.
He has a chance of making the Emirates just because of the date. A
chance.
How many pumps from his are we gonna need?
What is this episode? This is the most random episode that we've done in a long time.
I'm crying.
From a selfish point of view, I want him back. I want him playing, but he will go.
Are you definitely coming to the Emirates without Trent?
Oh no, Trent will be back. Don't worry.
Is he gonna be back against Chelsea?
Of course he will.
I thought he had an ankle. See what I mean with these fake injuries?
Magic sponge.
It's a hyperextended knee.
That's like at least 6 weeks.
Yeah, we've got good medical team.
Something that we wish we had at Chelsea.
See, don't worry. You see, in 10 years, when we're old, we all have children, it'll be Liverpool's turn to face the charges.
There is no charges. We're clean. We're very clean. We're very clean.
As I said, ask the questions. How many? How many?
We're getting injuries.
How many pumps are you going through to get these people back?
The asthma pumps are healing, fam. They're healing.
Some people have rocks
in 2 weeks
and crystals. They have asthma pumps.
Well, actually, they said there's a chance for Arsenal. I think he'll be back for Arsenal. I think he even might be back for Chelsea. Trent. He usually heals quite quick.
I'm very sure he does.
Anyway,
so like we said, Liverpool will be playing Chelsea and they will be playing Arsenal very soon. And as you guys may have noticed, we haven't done a match day preview in such a long time. Why haven't we done one in such a long time? Because we need funds. Yeah, we need sponsorship. Funds. Yeah, okay. So if you're watching this and you're a sponsor, we need funds. We've been doing this for too long to not have funds anymore. We need sponsorship. We need funds. But... See, that's why you covering your face.
I didn't know that.
Don't be ashamed. We need money. We need money.
This episode's crazy.
She's gonna check this out.
She really is.
No, we're gonna keep this in. We need money.
So I feel like you're 2 seconds away from saying text gold diggers.
Text gold diggers on 078 3309 7. Just text us. Anyway, so Chelsea will be facing Liverpool.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On the 30th of January.
31st. My birthday.
Of January. On your birthday,
on my birthday,
hunty.
We're going to get pumped.
At least you know. But let's do a quick match day preview, okay? So Chelsea will face Liverpool. At the
Anfield.
At Anfield. Damn it. Chelsea haven't won at Anfield since, I think it was 2021.
Not Slippity Slip.
No.
Okay.
Your golden boy mouth.
You know why that's so funny?
Oh, yeah.
Because Jose said, he didn't even need to win there. He just went at one because he felt disrespected.
Yeah. He saw what you guys were selling t-shirts and all sorts.
Yeah.
God, what a prick.
Jose didn't need to win that game. Don't you remember? We weren't going to win the league.
We didn't need to. It's Brendan Rodgers.
Brendan
Rodgers.
You didn't need to.
No, they didn't.
No, we just needed a draw.
Yep.
Brendan Rodgers. I have nothing to say.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it since.
Anyway, you know, I'll never forget that man.
Jose.
And he wasn't even tapping the badge, he was tapping his shoulder.
He wasn't wearing the jacket, so the Chelsea shameless. Jacket. He was just tapping his shoulder. He was giving himself a tap on his shoulder. But anyway, let's do a quick preview. And in our previews, normally we'd either do a combined 11 of all time or a combined 11 of right now. There was normally other stuff that comes with our previews that's so exciting. And Ella even got a video that went viral with our exciting previews. But we need money. We need sponsorships. So if you want to sponsor things like that, let us know. Now, no, guys, this is actually a cry for help.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Sorry, Brie. I'll cut you back in. Cool. So, are we going to do an all-time combined 11 with Chelsea and Liverpool, or would we rather do a combined 11 of Chelsea and Liverpool right now?
Right now.
Right now, there's no point, Anita.
Anita, which one
not
of these?
One. You'll have to pitch to me, someone.
Who's getting
pitch?
Raheem Sterling.
No.
He's better than Luis Diaz. Luis Diaz is 27 and shocking.
We don't have to include Diaz. We can include someone else.
But that's who Klopp starts, though.
I know, but we could still include someone else.
Who?
Gakpo. Jota. We'll put Jota.
Who's going up front, though?
Who knows?
He's meaty.
He's better than Jackson.
Who scored more goals in the league?
Doesn't matter.
So Jackson's going up front?
No, he's not going up front. He's not going up front.
Wait.
Jackson. You know what?
Jackson's the only one who makes it.
You know what? No striker.
No striker.
We're not including a striker.
No striker.
We're playing with 10 men. No.
Who plays on your right? Salah.
Mm.
I'm telling you,
you're
Sterling,
not taking out Salah.
Sterling could make the Liverpool front three. He's better than Gakpo and he's better than Diaz.
Not better than Jota.
I can't believe Jackson makes this squad.
Where does Jota play?
Jota plays on the left.
Oh, yes. What did he play today?
On the right.
I can't believe Jackson makes that.
He's not making it. He's not making it.
All right, so what are we doing? Are we choosing an all-time exile or are we choosing a right now exile?
It has to be all-time.
All-time. This episode will never end.
No, it will. Because I'll be the decider.
There we go. Shai will decide who goes where.
Trust me, I got some little Chelsea players that are making that.
Myself and Shai will decide who goes where. All right, let's start with the goalkeepers. All right?
Allison.
Check literally conceded 15 goals.
That's cute. Allison can play with his feet. Let's
okay,
go.
That's cute as well.
Mm.
Check.
Allison.
Check.
Allison.
Check.
Allison.
Check.
Allison.
Just a little bit more.
Check.
Allison.
Why? Why Allison?
Because he can do everything. Okay, he's all round excellent.
What was the record?
And he, like, honestly, as a goalkeeper, I've never seen a goalkeeper play with that ability for that long.
Allison. Let's go.
I think it's Check.
Allison.
I'm going for Check. I'm so sorry.
Allison's a cute too.
Yeah,
cute.
You give Allison his respect. He could be on the bench. You're literally cute with an X. Like, you give Allison his respect, but what Check done with Chelsea is incomparable. So it's definitely Check.
And he's won more Premier Leagues as well.
With Allison's one. So let's go to right back.
Trent.
Ivanovic.
Trent.
Ivanovic.
Trent.
Ivanovic.
No,
say that with your
chest, Lisa. It's Trent.
Ivanovic.
No, Trent. You're not even sure.
Ivanovic.
It's either Ivanovic or Dave. Aspilicueta.
Oh,
over Trent!
We went through this.
No. I'm literally skidding the floor with Ivanovic. Can you not?
Aspilicueta could play, every single position he played, left back, centre back, right back, he was world class.
It's Trent. That's
Trent can't even defend. Oh,
that's a lie.
It is a lie.
It's not a lie.
I'm not gonna lie. It's Trent.
Ivanovic.
Let's do centre back pairing. So right now we've got in goal Petr Cech, right back Trent, centre back pairing. Who are we going for?
John Terry and Cavalier.
Oh, you. What?
I can't lie. It's Virgil. That season was amazing.
It's Virgil and Terry.
Virgil and Terry. Yeah.
I mean, he was thinking of her vagina.
Hey, if we're talking about actual centre back pairings, who are you going for, Shai?
To Chelsea, too.
John Terry and Carvalho.
I think. Listen, yeah, Virg, congrats. But when did you see John Terry get packed 7-2 by Aston Villa?
Oh, boy. Come on.
Boy, oh boy.
We weren't being serious that game. Come
boy,
on. Come
on. Oh boy.
No.
Oh my God.
Not Van Disney.
Today drained me.
Too many debates in one episode.
I think it's the Chelsea pairing and Ashley Cole, and that's the back line.
No.
I think if I'm going to keep it fair, it would be John Terry and Virgil van Dijk.
Based on what?
Absolutely.
So Virgil van Dijk and John Terry, they have the, I wouldn't say similar significance or equal significance, but Van Dijk's significance for Liverpool is much higher than Carvalho's significance for Chelsea.
But would you not say that there was a season where Carvalho outperformed Terry?
Which one?
The season where you went 15 goals.
Let me so kick Terry out.
2004?
Five.
2004 or five?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What do you think, Tima?
I don't think Carvalho outperformed Terry. I think
it's a shout.
But Carvalho outperformed Terry.
It's a shout.
I mean, if you want to say that,
very good.
If you want to say that to the camera over there,
it's a shout.
No, Timo as a Chelsea fan,
it's a shout.
I think that John Terry was the better centre back 100%.
Overall. Yeah, but that season though.
And that was his first in the Premier League as well.
He was amazing. But and he actually proved that short centre-backs could do stuff.
But then you look at subsequently the seasons after.
True.
It was still John Terry.
Yeah.
But for Virgil van Dijk, the second Virgil van Dijk.
There's only been one season. They only have one title.
But the second Virgil van Dijk came in, it was Virgil van Dijk, Virgil.
Come on.
Virgil had a knee injury.
Okay, but it was still like without Virgil van Dijk, Liverpool still looked toothless. Mm. So it was still like Virgil van Dijk is the most important centre back.
And he had what?
Van Disney.
Seven.
Oh, shy. But come the thing on, is, didn't just that have game.
Five.
Five or seven?
Hey, just listen. Shed.
We stopped counting after four.
I'm listen. Let's be real. I'm going for John Terry and Virgil van Dijk. Thank you. You're going for John Terry and Carvalho. We'll let you guys decide at home because we're clearly going to be at an impasse here.
But
okay?
One thing is for sure is Ashley Cole's at left back.
100%.
100%.
Shout out Ella? To Robert. Though. Yeah.
What are we shouting him out for?
What are you shouting it out for?
Should we shout out Wayne Bridge as well whilst we're at it?
Nah, come on. Don't respect
Robert. They're all know. Like, what are we doing here?
No, don't disrespect Robert. No.
Wait, hold on. Before we get there, what are you shouting out Robbo for?
Because like, he's an excellent left back. Why?
He's but when you like
rabbit, nah, you guys are tripping.
Do you know
tripping.
When you give someone a shout, it's because like they can yeah, kind of compare good. To the person that you want to shout out.
Should have said honourable mention.
Too. Okay, honourable mention. Yeah, but I'm
why are we honourably mentioning?
Him? I wouldn't what? Even honourably mention him.
Oh,
she doesn't
on,
have
man.
Anyone else. Have some respect.
Nah.
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. It's just Ashley Cole. Okay. Cool. Let's go into our midfield three.
Ooh. Yeah. Midfield oh, three. Shit. You lot. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
Let's do a midfield three.
Who is missing
three.
Out? Because you got Kante, you got Fabregas, and you got Lampard, and then she got Gerrard.
It's actually an all Chelsea midfield, I can't lie.
No, all right, wait. This is where...
You put Gerrard... But where did you put Gerrard? Second. So don't even. He's making...
Wait. This is gonna be where it gets interesting, okay?
Okay, go.
We're going to let Ella go. You're going to give us your midfield three. You've got 30 seconds to convince myself and Shy of your midfield three. Okay? You ready? Who's your midfield three going to be?
I need to think. I'm not sure.
Ella's always thinking. Girl. Forever thinking.
Like, Tima, no, because...
Tima has hers.
Tima, do you have
Chelsea
yours?
Midfield. Chelsea midfield.
All right. Who's your three and then we'll start the 30 seconds?
Kante, Fabregas, Lampard.
Okay. 30 seconds starts now.
For me?
Yes.
Kante, Fabregas, Lombard.
But why?
Did you hear the instructions that I just gave? Were you, what
I thought you
happening?
Said just name them.
No, I said you're going to have 30 seconds to convince myself and Shy.
I think
why.
In terms of balance, that is the most balanced midfield. Kante is one of the best midfielders in terms of his position, in terms of tackling and ball carrying. You've got Lampard scoring the goals and Cesc Fabregas literally spraying passes from deep, in and behind. Probably connecting to, I'm not going to speculate who the striker is, but connecting to that striker, pinpoint.
You only need 22 seconds. Ella, have you figured out who your midfield three is?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. I'd put Kante, Gerrard, Fabregas.
And your reason why start now?
Similar reason to Timo. Kante for the six, Fabregas to control. Gerrard can do what Lamba could do more, so yeah, it's a better
but
player.
But he didn't have as many assists or didn't have as many goals.
It's Ella's 30 seconds.
Exactly. Gerrard could do what Lamba could do, so we don't need Lamba. It's fine.
Okay, 20 seconds.
Okay, if you want to do slippity slip, fair enough.
Shai, whose midfield three are you going for? I'm going to need you to think faster.
I think Cesc and Kante is absolute. Between Gerrard and Lampard. Can't we just kick Kante out? Yeah, kick Kante out. Put the two English boys and the Spaniard. Double pick.
Black Lives Matter, you know.
Huh?
Black Lives Matter.
You got Ashley Cole's there. I don't know, man. I think if we're being fair, I feel like Chelsea
you didn't
want
to be fair with fucking Van Dijk, but now you want to be fair when it comes to Kante.
I think Carvalho's peak is better than Van Dijk's.
I think Kante's peak is better than Gerrard's.
But then I feel like...
What?
You heard me. Someone won the Premier League twice.
Oh,
yeah, didn't.
Anita, no. Please.
I think... give it Gerrard and Kante, and Chelsea fans need to decide between Cesc and Lampard.
No.
Ooh. What?
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Let's
no.
do that.
I think that's fair. No. There's no way that Steven Gerrard doesn't make
exactly. You're being ridiculous.
He literally slipped at the most crucial
so
moment.
So did John Terry.
Doesn't have a Premier League title.
And shamelessly came with full kit in your Champions League final. Please.
Yeah, because he literally carried us.
No.
Anyway.
No.
slips, no Premier League title.
No, it doesn't matter. We talk just about ability all the time. Nah.
I feel like as the only impartial person here, technically, because you're gonna pick your Chelsea boys. I know you are.
Exactly.
So
we're going
to
share.
Kante has won.
I'm not saying
Premier
take Kante. It doesn't matter. Saying decide between Lampard and Cesc Fabregas.
Do you know what? Let the reviewers decide.
Between Lampard and Cesc Fabregas.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
In terms of both of our midfielders.
You guys, it's not fair that two Chelsea fans dictate the way
exactly.
this is going.
Thank you.
But my thing is, I'm going to call you a hypocrite here,
I am.
You can't put Stephen Gerrard in there for certain when he doesn't even make your top three midfielders of all time.
Yeah, but we're talking
Lampard
about ability.
Gerrard made my top five. Lampard didn't.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's because you were going off vibes. If we roll the clips of when we actually did the actual midfielder debate, Lampard was your top
two. It's changed.
Oh, bitch, I can wheel that clip back up.
Wheel it up.
I'm going to wheel that clip back up.
Wheel it up.
I got the audio in it.
I think you have to decide between Cesc and Lampard.
I think, viewers, you decide between our two midfielders. Two midfields.
All right, so we've got the midfielders of Cesc Fabregas, N'Golo Kante, and Frank Lampard. Or you can choose Cesc Fabregas, Steven Gerrard, and N'Golo Kante. You guys let us know in the comments what you're going to choose. Right, front three. Left wing, right wing, striker. Should we start with the right winger?
Hazard, Salah.
Yeah. Hazard, Salah.
Easy.
Yeah,
Hazard, Salah. No
what
one's going to name
Pedro.
About?
There's nothing to think about. Unless you want to chuck Hazard out.
For who?
Money.
I'm not even arguing for money, so go on.
I suppose I can give her Salah.
You suppose?
So
you suppose I can give her Salah.
Mo Salah?
What do you mean you
to
suppose?
Be fair,
this
fair,
is what I'm saying.
Mo Salah counts as Chelsea as well.
Yeah, true.
Shameless.
But then does Fernando Torres count as Chelsea as well?
He scored in the 6-0 win against, Wenger's 1,000th game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
What does Arsenal have to do with this?
No, his one goal for Chelsea was in that game. Anyway.
He only scored one goal for Chelsea?
He scored a couple.
No, he scored one.
He scored two.
He scored a couple.
Oh, two. And then Drogba or Torres?
Suarez.
Oh.
I can't have racists. I'm sorry. So
but John Terry,
John Terry, get him out. Get him out. Get him out. Thank you.
What an own goal. What an own goal.
That was an own goal, man. That was an own goal.
Wait.
No. No.
You
can't land.
Team man.
Can I have my one finish my sentence?
I don't even want you to, darling. Like, what was that?
So not only was he racist, but he also disrespected
John Terry or?
No, he also disrespected my country, so I'm not definitely not picking
your country. Disrespected your country because you guys have time.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he bites people as well.
Okay, but let's.
Okay, let's look at his talent.
I'm not picking Suarez, I'm sorry.
He's a better striker than Drogba.
I'm picking Drogba.
No,
Suarez is a better striker.
I can't stand Suarez.
It's all right if you can't stand him. Like, we'll take John Terry. It's not his fault. You got the red card, you still missed the penalty.
How the way he celebrated, the way he celebrated was disgusting.
But he even said in an interview himself, he's sorry.
He never said sorry.
He said he's not sorry because he took the red card. Mm. It was down then on Ghana to put the ball in the back of the net.
Not for me. I'm not picking him. So,
but can I ask that? This is so off topic. Yeah, I know it's like AFCON. I'm supposed to be supporting African countries right now. But what did you want Ghana to do? What did you want Suarez to do for Ghana in that moment?
Listen,
Suarez got the red card, gave you guys the penalty, gave you guys the
advantage. Why is he not down
advantage.
The tunnel? He should be in the dressing room. Fox,
it's a World Cup!
With my chest.
Honestly, you know what? As well?
What?
Because they had a chance for revenge.
He had a chance for revenge and you still fucked it up!
I'm not picking Luis Suarez.
That's
I'm not telling you to put Luis Suarez, but your reasoning behind that needs to be questioned.
As I said to Shai earlier, I fully respect you as a person. Fuck off.
Hey, listen.
Respectfully,
that I'll take it, but I'm choosing Drogba.
It's Suarez.
Listen, but stalemate.
if we're talking about the better striker, right? Suarez is better striker.
But we're just
than
talking about an all-time XI.
Yeah,
okay?
Suarez, man.
If you want to,
how many
Suarez
Premier League goals
there,
does Suarez score? He's not in the 100 club.
No.
No.
But if he stayed, he would have been.
But he didn't.
I think
it's talent, man. Come on.
But what about Drogba's talent? Does Drogba not have any talent?
Nah, but Suarez.
Does he not have any talent?
Suarez was caught on camera crying because Gerrard slipped and he couldn't hold.
Okay, but he's still.
Gerrard slipped.
He's still
and he couldn't
a
hold
better,
on against Crystal Palace. He had to
he's
bury
still
his
a
head
better stat. He's still a better striker.
Did he win a Premier League title? No, he
no,
didn't.
But he won a Champions League.
Yeah, he has a golden boot.
Well, he has the record.
Yes, exactly.
He had the record.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
When he bit, was it
and
the
he
bit
missed,
or was it the
and
ever?
He missed
when he had
four
everything
games.
and he scored no penalties in that 31 goals.
He still hasn't got a Premier League title, so
yeah, because Lampard was busy taking them.
He still has no Premier League title. So.
That's cute.
I don't think it's about Prem title though. If we're talking about players here, see, but you come from a generation where you guys told me about eye tests.
Yeah.
And if you look at the
what are you talking about?
Oh God.
If you look at the eye test, yeah.
I'm taking Drogba.
Drogba's not a better striker than Suarez.
I'm taking Drogba.
I feel like saying looking at the eye test and saying looking at that, Drogba's not a better striker than Suarez is so obtuse. Like, that is really, it's kind of like the Lampard not being a creative midfielder debate.
Who calls Lampard a not creative midfielder?
A lot of people say that he's not creative. They're stupid. And not being rude here, but your own logic right now is stupid as well. Because on the eye, Drogba is a sensational striker as well.
No, but Suarez is more all-rounded.
Is a magician. Let's be serious. And some of the stuff
Drogba
you saw Suarez do.
No, not in the same way.
There are things.
The way Suarez could create.
We're talking about Premier League.
There are things
cool.
that Drogba can do that Suarez can't do.
Nah,
and there are
that's
things
not
that
true.
Suarez can't do. Suarez can not.
Suarez could do
Suarez's
anything.
Suarez's neck does not have the same strength as Drogba's forehead.
No,
it doesn't.
I don't agree.
It doesn't.
He scored. He scored
a
header. He scored a header outside the penalty ball. The 18-yard ball.
No,
I don't care.
He scored a header. Drogba scores headers in his sleep.
Okay.
Do you look at the one in the Champions League final?
That's cute.
It is cute because Suarez, like, let me
he's
not even
got
go
his
there.
Own Champions League.
Let me not even go there.
Treble.
With Suarez.
His goal against Juve was fantastic.
Exactly.
For Liverpool.
So
it doesn't matter.
But you're talking about talent.
I'm just talking about in this XI.
Suarez makes it.
I don't think Suarez makes it. I think Drogba makes it.
Yeah, but then if we're
Premier
doing
heritage.
If we're doing based off that,
heritage.
Then has Lampard
heritage.
Ever had a performance like Gerrard in that Champions League final?
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
Which one?
Against Bolton.
Okay.
He won the league.
So Timo, some of your own gossip.
Bolton Wanderers. Prime AC Milan and Bolton Wanderers.
He won us the league that year. That year.
Who was playing for Bolton?
JJ Cocho.
Okay.
I can't believe you said that.
What a rebel. That's crazy.
But also, Frank Lampard didn't.
Not
leave.
Even Barcelona away at the Camp Nou when you went down to 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's what you was going to say.
Bolton.
I was looking at you like, what the fuck?
I was thinking like significant moments.
Oh, you can't compare that with Gerrard. Come on. He's got way more clutch. No.
Our first league title in 50 years.
That's cute. You cannot compare clutch.
Where was Gerrard for your league title, first league title in 30
years? Did he slip?
It doesn't matter. Gerrard's still the only player to score in every single final out of any English players. But we're talking about clutch moments. You cannot compare.
He did. But also, Frank Lampard didn't need to do clutch moments.
Yeah, because he had a better team.
No.
Yes.
Well, he did have a better team, but also to stand out in a very, very good team. Do you know how hard that is?
I know, but to carry a team on your back, do you know how hard that is?
Yeah, because you're surrounded by bums.
But that's what you guys gave credit to Hazard for.
Exactly.
For one season, we gave him that credit. So let's not say that we gave him that credit all round. For one season, yeah. Anytime it's Hazard, listen, I'm involved in a conversation, bitch. Let's not do this, okay?
I feel like, I don't know, Suarez or Drogba?
I feel like it should be Drogba, especially because if we're going to look at longevity as well, Drogba has a longevity in the Premier League. For Chelsea, he played for what, 8 to 9 years?
He left and came back and won a Premier
exactly,
League title.
And won another
but then
Premier League
Suarez
title.
Have any seasons where he scored single digit goals for Liverpool?
His first
Drogba
season.
Was injured. Drogba was injured. Drogba was injured.
Oh, boy.
He was injured, okay?
So single digit goals for a striker is not good reading.
Anyway.
Anyway, we will leave that again up to you guys. So technically, we were meant to do a whole exercise. We've barely done one.
You don't have a midfielder. You don't, we don't have a midfielder.
We don't have a striker. That is down to you guys. Who would you pick? Drogba or Luis Suarez in an all-time exercise with Chelsea and Liverpool?
Oh.
What? Go on.
I was going to say, this part, you should put it on TikTok.
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing this for. This is all TikTok clips. All of this is TikTok clips. TikTok, Twitter. This is all social media. Do you think this podcast is a podcast today? This is barely a pod.
No,
this is opinions.
I loved every second of it, to be honest.
Honestly, I feel like it was a calm episode anyway. Besides,
it was fun.
We still got our final topic to quickly run over.
Of course. What?
Biggest team in London.
Oh, come on, man. It's not even a debate.
Listen, so there was a tweet that went out talking about Chelsea's accolades and putting them against Arsenal's accolades and talking about the biggest team in London, right? And I replied to that tweet saying, firstly, you missed the European trophies and the Club World Cup trophies because they were not involved. And secondly, I don't understand how you can claim a city when you haven't won every single trophy that has been presented to you.
Also, London is one of the most is one of the major cities in the world, right? Mm. How can a club that hasn't won the Champions League claim to be that London is red or claim to be London is theirs when there is another team in London who've won two? One is, you could say one is a coincidence, but two, no.
Do you know what I find funny? I think Chelsea is the most insecure big club there is out there. Alleged big club, anyways. You guys have won two Champions Leagues, two Europa Leagues, and a Club World Cup. Mm. And yet still, you fight for your life to prove that you're a bigger football institution than Arsenal. Yes, you do. You guys have got a self-proclaimed banner that you rode around your stadium. No.
You also had a banner.
I corrected you. That banner is not at the Emirates every week. That Pride of London, to remind yourselves that you are who you think you are, goes around every week to give you some sort of confidence.
So what was that banner then?
Listen, you see, when we look at teams, you can say the no Champions League things, but let me throw something back at you. Every other big club that you guys are in conversation with around Europe, they have double-digit league titles. You guys are stuck with Aston Villa. Stuck.
Okay.
If Chelsea had more league titles, maybe this would have been a conversation. You barely have you even got eight.
Why is it not a conversation?
Because you don't even run your own league.
We've won trophies that you could only dream of even competing in. Have you even competed in the Super Cup?
No.
Have you competed in the Club World Cup?
No.
You haven't won the Champions League, so no.
Boy.
But yet still, people respect Arsenal more than they respect Chelsea.
I don't believe
so.
That's
what does
true.
That say about your club?
Who respects you more?
Do you know what's crazy? When you look at Ella, for example, they're not out here fighting to prove that they're bigger than Everton.
But United we're not fighting. Fighting.
You guys are so insecure.
You lot are crying.
You guys are so insecure about it.
So would you say that Arsenal are also insecure about it?
No.
But you guys are the ones that always say we're the biggest club in London. So I don't know how we're the ones that are insecure, but you guys are fighting to stay relevant in the conversation.
Let's ask a neutral party. Ella, who's a bigger club?
Ella, don't answer that question. Don't ever feel like you're forced to answer this question.
I have an answer. I think if you're talking about... When I think the biggest club in London, I do think Arsenal. I do. And...
Go on.
It's because of the... It's not just because of on the field, off the pitch, the amount of fans they have. They're just always in my face. Like, everywhere you turn, it's an Arsenal fan.
Let's keep the fans out of it. Because we were just talking about accolades.
Yeah, but Arsenal have won more, no?
We have more trophies than them.
They have their 17 community shields.
Okay, without the community shields,
no,
I'm sure
they
have more.
No, let's not go without, because how do you get there in the first place?
How do you get to the Super Cup?
That's what I'm saying. You've won a Super Cup.
And a Club World Cup.
You're still fighting. No, you had the gold patch on your badge and you're still...
No,
Chelsea
fighting.
Is the only club who in their city have to fight for
we're
their respect
fighting,
as the biggest club.
We're not fighting.
Real Madrid don't fight.
Can I ask you
Barcelona
question?
Don't fight. Liverpool don't fight. United don't fight.
You guys are busy fighting.
20
years without a Premier League.
And we're still more relevant than you.
I don't think
that's a shame.
I don't believe that's true.
Well, that's your beliefs, but your beliefs are wrong.
Okay.
as I said, get to double-digit league titles.
Oh, I don't think it's much in it, by the way. I don't think it's much in it.
There is a lot in it.
I don't think so.
You're talking about people like Arsenal fans being in your face. Arsenal fans are just annoying.
They're just more of them. They're just more.
But also, you're thinking about in London, because we're all based in London. You go to Africa, no one is wearing an Arsenal top.
Well, let me tell you how this story went, Mama Africa. Arsenal had all the blacks, yeah? Every single one of them. There's that bar in Ghana. You should know it, yeah?
Why should I know it?
Because you're Ghanaian. Let me tell you how it went, right? Arsenal had a large fan base in Africa.
Used to.
Then you signed Essien and Mikel, and that's Drogba. When all the uncles went from Arsenal and Drogba to Chelsea.
So
and
Drogba. Technically, Chelsea would be more inclusive, so you guys lost your fans.
How can you be more inclusive than us?
What is your point then?
No, I'm just saying there was a time where there was a switch, because she brought up the whole African thing, but let's add the context. The context is...
But why is it context important? The context has never been important in terms of this. I've never explained why Chelsea are in the Super Cup. Like, we're just there. Like, why do you need a backstory?
We're talking about players,
Why do you need a backstory about why Arsenal are not big in Africa?
We are big in Africa.
You're not as big as Chelsea.
And I explained the context.
You don't need to explain the context.
Yeah, but I do. Because no, they don't. Were all Arsenal fans before they became Chelsea fans.
Okay.
Okay, right. So they're Chelsea fans.
Now.
But they're
Where's Chelsea your proof fans? About this, by the way?
My friend in Ghana told me.
Your one friend in Ghana.
She's texted everybody in Ghana. She texted them.
But obviously Chelsea have been more successful.
Over the 20 years span.
Yeah, football over the last 20 years. That's why you have more. There's a lot of Chelsea fans.
Would you remember Arsenal winning the Premier League?
Oh, here we go.
I'm asking.
I live in the digital age. I can go and rewatch.
So, no, but do you remember it?
Did you get the goosebumps?
Of course I remember it. Because I watched it on YouTube.
I feel like that's also the problem, like with the fans that I'm arguing with. Yeah, it's not even about the security thing. It's more like, how can you tell me that you're bigger than me when I felt what it feels to win a Premier League several times in my adult age? Like, it's just the audacity in my eyes, and then I felt what it means to win a Champions League twice in my adult age.
So
ages.
Let me ask
like,
you a question.
I mean?
I see my if, club City, win if City win the Champions League this year, are they a bigger club than Chelsea?
That's the thing.
In my opinion, I'm not going to
answer
that.
No, answer.
I ain't going to answer.
Answer.
Because they've got more league titles than you, and they're one Champions League away.
This is the thing.
So if Manchester City, no, by you guys' logic here, Manchester City win the Premier League, the Champions League at Wembley this season, automatically they're a bigger club than Chelsea Football Club.
So
and you guys can't go, oh, history.
Okay, so... That's cute. That's really cute. And I'm very happy you did that. Because it looks cute when you wear that well.
I wear everything well.
Okay, sis. One thing I would say is that I've never argued with a Man City fan. We're talking about London as not. I would never argue that Chelsea are like the biggest club in England.
Oh, never.
I would never do that.
That's delusional.
But I would definitely, there is no argument about who's the biggest team in London or the most significant team in London.
But you just made an argument about it.
I've never, what do you mean?
We literally just had a debate.
I'm not having a debate. I'm just telling you facts.
No, so you're not a part of this debate then?
There is no debate.
Anyways, Arsenal are bigger than Chelsea. And whether Chelsea fans like it or not, it's the truth. They struggle to accept it because they've been so successful in these two adult lives. But football didn't start when you were born. And I also, you are born into your club's history.
I also like, so the other thing is that you say 20 year span, right? Mm. That Chelsea been successful. Mm. Before Roman Abramovich, Chelsea won trophies.
How many?
I've seen Chelsea.
How many league titles did you have before Roman?
I've seen Chelsea win the FA Cup, the League Cup before Roman came. I've seen them win the Super Cup. I've seen you win the Cup Winners Cup, which I think is the only European trophy that you have.
We have Inter Total Cup too.
I knew she was going to bring that up.
Fine shame, man. Look, fine shame.
Is it not a fact?
Fine shame.
Is it not a UEFA competition, factually?
I feel like we'll never ever solve the whole who's the bigger club when it comes to Chelsea and Arsenal. The only thing we can all say is that we're both bigger than Tottenham.
Tottenham are the most insignificant
West
club.
West Ham are bigger than Tottenham.
West Ham are bigger than Tottenham. Mm.
Tottenham are the most insignificant club in London.
You're so mean.
That's Fulham.
So mean.
Is Fulham as insignificant?
Fulham and Brentford are not relevant.
Yeah.
Ivan Tony, well, he did say fuck Brentford, didn't he? So
And on that note, let's bring this to a close. Guys, this has been a roller coaster of an episode. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I feel like it was just opinions galore. The opinions galore, no facts vibes.
Literally.
If I'm going to close this out correctly, make sure you follow us on Instagram at golddiggersuk_. Follow us on Twitter at golddiggersuk and on TikTok at golddiggersuk. Chelsea are the biggest club in London. And N'Golo Kante does deserve to be in the top five Premier League midfielders of all time. Shy's a kappa. Ella, let the Steven Gerrard dream go. Tima, find some shit. Thank you, guys.
Belly out.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.